President Trump traveled to Pennsylvania yesterday to celebrate his 100th day in the White House. And he reminded his cheering crowd where he could have been instead, back in a Washington ballroom with hundreds of journalists and celebrities.
They are gathered together for the White House Correspondents' Dinner without the president.
For almost 40 years, the sitting president has joined the White House Correspondents Association for their annual gala. It's a charity event. They hand out scholarships to aspiring journalists. But let's be honest, it's basically a televised black tie roast.
You know, Donald Trump doesn't drink, right? Does not touch alcohol, which is oddly respectable. But think about that.
That's Hasan Minhaj, who hosted this year's event.
That means every statement, every interview, every tweet, completely sober. How is that possible?
Minhaj is a self-described Indian-American Muslim kid and a correspondent for The Daily Show.
I would say it is an honor to be here, but that would be an alternative fact. It is not. No one wanted to do this. So, of course, it lands in the hands of an immigrant. It's how it always goes down.
So there was programming, presidential counter-programming, and then some counter-counter-programming. Yep, that's comedian Samantha Bee, who hosted her very own straightforwardly titled Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I know it looks like we have a cash bar tonight, but as I promised you in the invitation, at a later date, I will get Mexico to pay for all your drinks.
So something for everybody.
Good night. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Play us out. Play us out. What does that mean, play us out? You know what? We'll do it live.